All right, picture this. It's a peaceful morning. The birds are chirping, the sun is shining, your coffee smells amazing, and you say the five cursed words. I just need my keys. You walk over to the table, 'cause obviously they're on the table, right? That's their home. That's their address. But the table is empty. And in that moment, your whole life becomes a documentary on survival.
Excuse me? What? Not the documentary. You lose your keys and suddenly you're on a nature special, like, here we see the human in their natural habitat, spiraling.
To be fair, that is accurate. The moment something goes missing, humans downgrade from functional adult to confused raccoon going through its own trash.
No way! That is so true! One second I'm like, let's keep it fun today! And the next second I'm knee-deep in a laundry basket yelling, who betrayed me?
You know what it is? Lost item searches are just unnecessary action movies. There's no budget, no stunt team, but suddenly you're diving over couches and interrogating pillows.
I disagree. It's not an action movie. It's humans versus their own belongings. This is a civil war. You versus objects you bought with your own money.
Okay, wait. What? Civil war makes it sound like my wallet is plotting against me.
Interesting, but wrong. It's not plotting. It's just passively inconvenient.
This is chaos, and I love it. All right, Casper, tell everyone about the legendary time you went to grab your keys and accidentally rearranged your whole existence.
Okay, hear me out. This made me laugh and also cry inside. So I'm leaving the house. I literally say out loud, keys, wallet, phone, let's go. Very responsible, very adult. I reach for the hook by the door. No keys. I'm like, all right, no panic. Step one, the classic pat down. You know the one. Slap in every pocket like you're trying to start a fire with your own jeans.
Yes, the emergency pocket drum solo. You're just standing there like, front pockets, back pockets, mystery side pocket from 2012?
Exactly. And then I do the thing we all do. I check the same pocket again, knowing full well nothing teleported in there in the last 2 seconds.
That is called the hope loop. 0% logic, 100% delusion.
So phase two, visual scan. I stand in the middle of the room and just slowly rotate like a glitchy security camera, hoping the keys will feel bad and reveal themselves.
I'm crying. You're just spinning in the living room like, if I stare hard enough, reality will adjust.
And then, this is where I lose control of my own life. I'm like, maybe they're in the closet? Why would my keys be in the closet, Kate?
Funny, don't start. You know they weren't in the closet.
They were not in the closet. But suddenly I'm organizing shelves, opening 3 random boxes I haven't touched since I moved. I found an old birthday card, my high school hoodie, emotional damage, no keys.
I can see the detective board in my head. Red string from key hook to random box number 3 to emotional damage.
And there's always that one dramatic drawer slam for emphasis. The drawer did nothing wrong, but it's getting all the attitude.
This is too funny to be real, but it is extremely real. At one point, I'm loudly accusing my furniture. I'm like, "Couch, we've been through so much together. Don't do this to me."
I don't see the problem. That's a perfectly reasonable conversation with a couch.
I love how we all have stages of grief with missing items. Denial, denial, they can't be gone. Anger, who moved my stuff? Bargaining, if I find my keys, I will get my life together.
And then acceptance. I live here now. I'm not going anywhere ever again. The outside world is a myth.
Plot twist. Where were the keys actually?
So, after tearing the room apart, opening the closet, reorganizing 3 drawers, and taking an emotional journey through my childhood, I find the keys in my jacket pocket.
Nope, I'm not buying that. You checked that pocket 3 times, didn't you?
I did. I swear I patted it like it owed me money. Apparently, my hand just skipped that one microscopic corner where the keys were chilling.
Human hands are unreliable search tools. That's my scientific conclusion.
Meanwhile, my specialty is losing my phone while I am holding it.
Oh, absolutely. You give off "where's my phone" energy.
Listen, the emotional journey is real. I'll be walking around my apartment like, "Where's my phone? I literally just had it." Heart rate increasing, aura changing. Then I realize I'm on a call talking about how I can't find my phone.
No way! You're out here using the phone to report the missing phone.
That's incorrect user behavior.
The worst is when you recruit someone else. I'll be like, "Help me find my phone." And my friend just stares at me and goes, "Kate, it's literally in your hand."
And then you have to do that little laugh to cover the shame. Ha ha ha, yeah, I was just testing you.
I can't help you.
Okay, can we talk about remotes, though? The remote control is the champion of disappearing inside a 5-foot radius.
Yes, you sit down, get perfectly comfortable, put the blanket just right, and then the remote is like, "I'm gonna go on a little adventure."
Statistically, it is inside the couch, under you, or under the one pillow you somehow refuse to move for 10 minutes.
Or it's playing hide and seek on the other side of the room because past you put it in the kitchen for absolutely no reason.
And then you do the pat down panic again, but this time on the couch. Just aggressively smacking cushions like it insulted your mother.
The pat-down panic is universal. Pockets, couch, backpack, everything. Your bag suddenly becomes a black hole where objects go to start a new life.
Let's list the classic moves. Pat-down panic. Check in the same spot 5 times. Loudly blaming gravity and the dramatic drawer slam.
Don't forget the emotional line. If it's not here, I'm actually losing my mind.
All right, Casper, calm down. We need some order. Arthur, you said you have an official lost and found protocol?
Yes, I have developed a highly scientific, absolutely useless system.
Of course you did.
Step 1, the lazy look. You stand in the doorway and just scan. You do not move any objects. You just hope.
That's the maybe my aura will find it phase.
Step 2, the T-Rex pat down, limited arm movement. You only check the pockets that are convenient while you sigh dramatically.
Wait, why is that actually me? Just sad little pocket taps and a heavy sigh.
Step 3, the drawer slam investigation. You open one drawer. It's not there. You slam it as if sound will help.
The louder you slam, the more serious the search.
Step 4, the multi-check madness. You return to the same spot minimum 3 times to confirm that reality is stable.
Yes, you open the same bag again, like maybe this time I'll unlock the bonus pocket.
And final step, the existential sit down. You just sit, stare at nothing, question all your life choices until the item magically appears in your peripheral vision.
That last step hits too hard. The number of times I've just sat on the edge of my bed like, maybe I was never meant to own keys.
Here's the wild part. The second you stop looking, the item just appears, like it was waiting for its dramatic entrance.
Okay, since Arthur brought the official protocol, I feel like we each need to invent one ridiculous, super unhelpful search technique.
Oh, absolutely. This is my time to shine.
I am ready to be unhelpful.
All right, my super search technique is called the guilt summon. You sit in the mess you created, look around at all the chaos, and say out loud, "If you come back now, I promise I'll never lose you again."
You're trying to emotionally manipulate your keys.
Seriously? Yes. I'm like, I'll hang you on the hook every time. Just please appear.
That is not a technique. That is a toxic relationship.
Okay, mine is called the dramatic narrator. You walk around your room narrating everything like a movie trailer. In a world where phones vanish without warning, one woman must face her laundry chair.
This is chaos, and I love it.
I would like to submit the quantum leap method. You change rooms every 30 seconds, convinced that movement will reset reality. Kitchen, bedroom, hallway, repeat.
Yes, and every time you walk into a new room, you're like, maybe it's here, even though you never brought the thing in there, ever.
Somebody listening right now is doing the quantum leap while we speak.
If you are currently walking in circles looking for your keys, this episode is your mirror.
Here's the comforting part, though. Everyone does this. If you've lost your phone, keys, remote, your left sock, that one is living in a different universe, you are absolutely not alone.
Yeah, low-stakes chaos is just part of being human. We're all out here checking the same pocket 5 times like it's a customer service line.
And eventually, you always find it, in the very place you swore it could not possibly be.
Yes, you stand there like, there is no way it's on the desk. I checked the desk, and then, boom, desk.
The desk is just sitting there like, interesting, but wrong.
I feel attacked.
All right, before everyone goes to tear apart their room, we want to hear your stories.
Yes, tell us your funniest I lost it in my own room moment. The pat-down panic, the phone in your hand, the remote vanishing act. Give us all of it.
Document the chaos for science.
Post your story on social media. Tag Laugh Vibes Daily and let us know what everyday object betrayed you the most.
We'll shout out our favorites in a future episode. So if you've ever ripped apart your entire room and then found the thing, just calmly sitting where it belonged, we want to laugh with you.
And remember, your stuff isn't lost. It's just temporarily on vacation.
Stay silly. Stay happy.
And try not to lose your phone while you're tagging us.
We'll see you in the next chaos.